The following program was previously recorded.
Welcome to another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm Mike Hogan, your local host. Thank you for tuning in today. Terry Streetman is the Director of Public Policy and Advocacy for the Alzheimer's Association Nebraska Chapter. Of course, anytime one says the word Alzheimer's, you're picturing someone you know, someone you're close to, someone you're related to, dealing with Alzheimer's at some level, whether as a patient, a caretaker, or merely a relative who's worried and praying every day that we get close to a cure. And that's exactly what the Alzheimer's Association Nebraska Chapter is trying to do. And Terry has quite a job, as a matter of fact. Welcome, Terry. Thank you for coming on the show again today. It's great to talk to you.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me, as always.
It's Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month, and so I do want to talk about brain health and early detection and things like that coming up in just a little bit, because the first thing I'd like to do, we just ended the unicameral session for this year. You're down there all the time trying to help get laws through for Alzheimer's research, for caretakers, for all sorts of positive things to help treat and cure Alzheimer's. Can you give us a final report card? What happened down there in Lincoln, and what did we accomplish?
Sure. So there were several bills that we advocated for and worked on this past session. Obviously, things were, you know, busy and complicated with everything going on with Bill trying to address COVID and being in the pandemic. I will say one big victory that we had right toward the end of session, there was a bill, LB 260, by Senator Megan Hunt, and that passed and was signed into law, and it adds caregiving as a valid reason for voluntarily leaving employment and then still being eligible for unemployment benefits when you're ready for work again. And we see that a lot with dementia caregivers. Quite a few of them have to reduce hours or even leave work altogether because of the demands on their time.
That's a wonderful victory. That's something that's been worked on for several sessions now, if I recall correctly.
That's correct, yeah. Senator Sue Crawford was working on it previously.
So what does that mean to the average person? Will you be able to leave your job and collect unemployment for a certain amount of time, or how will this work?
So the way that it will work, it won't be immediately. If you leave work and you're not currently looking for work because of the way the unemployment benefits are, you know, the laws are set up, you have to be actively looking for work. But what it will allow you to do is if you voluntarily leave your job after exhausting the alternatives that you have, once you are ready to return to the workplace, then you can be eligible for unemployment. And so it just provides a little bit of a financial foothold for those caregivers who have had to leave the workforce. It's obviously not solving all of the issues that caregivers have with their own health issues and expenses and things of that nature, but it's a small step on the path to making sure caregivers have all the support and resources they need.
If somebody leaves their job to care for, say, an aging parent, and they do that for 6 months or so, and then they decide that it's best that they have the parent into a facility where professional caregivers can take care 24/7, then as they start to go back into the workforce, they can apply for unemployment and collect that until they get back to a job, then resume their career.
I believe that would be the case. I'm not an expert on unemployment policy, but I believe that's the case. If you're, you know, out of work for a certain amount of time providing care, and then whether your loved one, you know, moves into a facility or whatever the situation may be that changes your circumstances, it's once you're ready to start looking again that you can start claiming those benefits.
Outstanding. Were there any other victories or bills of note that either made it or did not?
One other one off the top of my head, there was a bill that was passed to help protect vulnerable seniors from financial exploitation. There have been several bills over the last couple of years that have been looking to address issues with that, allowing holds to be placed on certain transactions if, you know, a financial services, a bank suspects that there's exploitation going on. And so it's just, again, another step in protecting folks who are living with dementia, who are especially vulnerable to those kinds of abuse and exploitation.
Good. That's very nice. June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. Brain health and early detection, how important are these, Terry?
They are extremely important. Brain health, you know, it's something that we talk about a lot. We've had a number of studies in recent years that have shown that there are modifiable risk factors that, you know, if you make lifestyle changes, you can reduce your future risk of developing mild cognitive impairment or dementia. And so that's what Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month is all about, is just making sure people are aware of that, the importance of, you know, healthy behaviors, and also talking to their doctors and making sure that they're, you know, receiving assessments so that they can have that early detection.
off the top of your head, what's one or two things that I could do to better improve my brain? And believe me, I get complaints on a daily basis about my brain.
Well, I think the biggest one that we talk about a lot, you know, and it's a nice catchy little phrase, is what's good for the heart is good for the brain. So we talk about things like exercise, talk about eating a balanced diet, quitting smoking. All of these things that we know help with heart health also can help with brain health. Additionally, you know, keeping your brain active socially or through, you know, mind games or things like that, new activities. These are both ways that you can help, you know, protect that health of your brain and help to reduce future risk.
He is the Director of Public Policy and Advocacy for the Alzheimer's Association Nebraska Chapter. His name is Terry Streetman. Thank you, Terry, very much for all the work you do down at the Unicameral and for joining me today on Live and Local.
Absolutely. Appreciate having me, and everybody feel free to reach out to us at the Alzheimer's Association if you need any help.
That's alz.org/Nebraska.